Tomorrow would be the first round of the NFL draft, and we're expecting another quarterback-heavy class, especially at the top of the draft. It could look kind of similar to 2021, where we had five quarterbacks taken in the first 15 picks. But with the trade of Zach Wilson this week from the Jets to the Broncos, four of those five are no longer with the original team they were drafted by. Wilson, now with the Broncos. Trey Lance, now with the Cowboys. Justin Fields with the Steelers. Mac Jones with the Jaguars. Only Trevor Lawrence is the only of those five who is still with his original team, and you would say has a solid job right now. Because I don't know if Zach Wilson is anticipated to be the future of the Broncos. Same with Trey Lance and the Cowboys. Same with Justin Fields and the Steelers. Same with Mac Jones and the Jaguars. He's backing up Trevor Lawrence.
Dude, I forgot that Mac Jones went to the Jaguars.
But it makes you ask the question, is that the worst quarterback draft class ever?
I mean, it's pretty bad. It's certainly in terms of the top of the draft, that is rough, because the best player so far has been someone that collectively we would view as underperforming. But that is also partly based on the expectation. I'm talking about Trevor Lawrence. The expectation that he had, given that he was a generational quarterback coming out of high school and then a generational quarterback coming into the NFL draft. Obviously, his college career is spectacular, though. I mean, you look back, and I remember noticing this in the moment, like, every season did get just a little bit worse in terms of team success. They win the Natty, then they lose in the Natty, then they lose in the first round of the playoff. That said, I mean, I'm still willing to give him a little leeway, given that his head coach for the first year is a throwaway, since it was Urban Meyer.
Well, in 2020, it's pretty much one of the best quarterback drafts we've had in recent years. You had Burrow going number one overall to Cincinnati, Tua fifth to the Dolphins, Justin Herbert sixth to the Chargers, Jordan Love 26th to the Packers. All four of those guys are still those teams' franchise quarterbacks.
One guy has taken his team to the Super Bowl, and then you have a combination of, you know, Tua hasn't won a playoff game yet, but he has taken his team to the playoffs a couple times. Jordan Love has won a playoff game, and then who was and Herbert. Herbert's had a really weird start to his career, but now he's actually going to have a good coach, so we'll see what that means for things moving
forward. The only other draft that I could find that might be, I mean, it wasn't a great draft, but even this one only had three quarterbacks taken in the top 15. But in 2019, Kyler Murray went first overall, so he is still their guy.
Sure.
For now.
Barely.
Daniel Jones, Giants.
Ugh.
And Dwayne Haskins to Washington.
Yikes.
But that's the only other draft that, as I was, just kind of researching today, that you would say is a bad draft, because at least with a lot of these, there was at least one really good player, right?
Yeah.
One or maybe even two really good players. The other part of it, too, is the 2021 class was so quarterback heavy. I mean, to have five guys taken in the first 15 picks, you know, that was unprecedented.
Yeah.
So it was very, very numbers heavy. But then also,
and then again, to move on from it. And, like, that was one where some people were like, he can't go wrong with these guys, you know? Like,
right.
Justin Fields has had a very mediocre start to his career. Zach Wilson has been a tire fire, like an absolute monstrosity. I mean, Trey Lance, what can you even say about him?
Right.
And he was one that we were all like, well, this is going to be really weird. Mac Jones, you know, oddly, you can make an argument that Mac Jones had the most team success. But he fell off a cliff so much because of, you know, what they were doing around him was not very good.
Here's another draft, 2012, Andrew Luck.
I mean, yeah, he was good, but career cut way too short.
RG3.
Yikes.
Those were the first two picks.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill was eighth.
You know, it's funny, and that guy's still around.
Brandon Whedon was 22nd.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you go deeper in that draft, you still have Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, who won a Super Bowl and went
to
another.
And you have Kirk Cousins.
Wow, that's fascinating. And then Washington obviously drafted two of the guys.
And by the way, you do have a Super Bowl champion in this quarterback draft.
Russell Wilson?
Nick Foles.
Oh, my God.
Well, another Super Bowl quarterback.
So two of them.
Nick Foles.
Wow.
But that's another one. Now, of course, Luck was really good. It was just for a fleeting moment.
Yeah.
RG3, his career was cut short.
Yeah.
But I think there's an argument to be made that the 2021 quarterback draft, the worst of all time.
By the way, we won't have time for the fun drop, but Kansas State and Iowa State are playing in Dublin, Ireland in 2025. Let's go! Thank you, Nick.
Content and what's for dinner coming up, 1620 The Zone.